Action SA will reconsider its decision to enter into the government of national unity should the DA leave government, the party said, while warning the ANC there will be consequences if it pulls out on its agreement to reverse the value-added tax increase. Action SA's parliamentary leaders held a media briefing on Thursday after the National Assembly sitting on Wednesday, which saw the budget pass with the help of the Herman Mashaba-led party. The party's Athol Trollope says Action SA will hold the ANC accountable for VAT increases and government's wasteful expenditure.
From the outset, Action SA has fiercely opposed any increase in VAT and the stealth tax of personal income tax bracket creep. We remain resolute in our commitment to shielding ordinary South Africans from unjust and unnecessary tax hikes because the GNU can't do what it is supposed to do. The stark reality is that government expenditure has spiralled out of control with widespread wastage, placing our fiscal position in serious jeopardy.
Action SA proposed that the report be adopted with an amendment to remove VAT and personal income tax brackets. Trollope says if the party does not find a solution in 27 days, they will not support the ANC to pass the rest of the budget.
The work is now underway to collaborate with all parties in exploring every possible alternative over the next 27 days. So we're going to hold the ANC to account. And you know who holds the key to all of this? Is the minister. The minister who brought the budget with a 0.5% VAT increase. The same minister who trimmed off 1.5% in 21 days. We can trim off the other 0.5% easily. And as I said before, 20 billion now, because we've raised 8.8 billion more. 20 billion in a 2 trillion rand budget is nothing.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, during the sitting in the National Assembly on Wednesday, could not definitely say whether National Treasury would reverse the VAT hike. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.